How much contact were you having with the medical profession at this time?
I think I was going to Addenbrooke's twice a year and having the yearly annual review with all the very detailed checks. But although, strictly speaking, my diabetic medical care had never come from my GP, when I came to Comberton, I had a new GP who understood something that I don't think anyone I'd come across in the medical profession either understood or certainly didn't feel they had the time or inclination to address, and that was the emotional impact of being diabetic and what it meant to live with it. And he was absolutely wonderful and has been for all the time I've lived here. He's always understood that, and he's been the only person who I think has. So I feel very grateful to him. The hospital were brilliant medically. They did everything they could to help. They were good with advice, with support, in sort of medical terms. But the only person who understood that a diabetic never has the luxury of talking about what it's like to be diabetic was my current GP. To him I owe an enormous debt of gratitude, I really do.
How did he show this?
He asked me, he was intuitive, he asked me leading questions. His starting point was always, well, life is pretty tough because you're diabetic and you can't escape that and it impacts on everything, and constantly telling me not to be hard on myself, and because I was carrying, I did have a burden, and that I had to allow myself that, and I wasn't being self-indulgent. Just relax, ease up a bit on yourself. You've got to think of something every minute of every day, and I suppose that's the key. That's what I really want to say. That what diabetes means is that it means never, ever, ever, not for a second, being free of it. And that's what he was talking about, and that's what he knew intuitively. When you're diabetic, it's like that horrible feeling everyone must know, I'm sure, when you're going to a party when you're 16 and you haven't done your homework. And you do enjoy the party, it's great. But you know you should be doing your homework, and it's there at the back of your mind, and it's a slight heaviness somewhere. There's something that I can't completely free my mind of, so I can't really enjoy myself 100%, and I'm afraid I think diabetes is like that.